Welcome back. Well, drilling solutions company Master Drillings has released its interim numbers today, posting a near 4% rise in revenue, which was boosted by its acquisition of Atlantis. The group's operating profit, however, fell 8%. The company says its new business pipeline remains solid as it sees growth opportunities in Russia and Australia. And the company's CEO, Dani Pretorius, joins us now to discuss the allure of those territories as we take a closer look at what they've presented today. Thanks so much, Dani, for joining us in studio this evening. I want to start off with where things are at right now, because as I say, you've seen an increase in revenue over the past 6 months, headline earnings per share up 5.6% as well, but acknowledging that it's come on the back of your acquisition of Atlantis Group as well. So right at the top, give us a sense of the market you're operating in and catering to right now.
Lisa, thanks for the opportunity. Maybe deal with two separate issues. I think the one is currently just deal with the business, our business today. We, in the past 2 years, had two of our big machines, probably 400 million rand, sitting on the shelf. We had no work due to the market for the past 2 years. And those machines today are both. The one is going to Zondereinde in the Northam, thanks to Northam, and the other one is going to Obuasi in West Africa. And those machines, the one machine will be probably at Northam for the best part of 14 months and hope to have the other work awarded to us as well. Another four holes to be drilled. For all we know, with a bit of luck, we hope to keep the machine busy for the next 5-6 years. The other big machine is going up to Buasi for a year's project, and following that, two possible leads, which we like to think we've got a good chance to win. Why that's significant in our business, if you take 400,000 rand and convert that to earnings, certainly then the company look very different. The second thing I think very important is the startup of the Canadian business. We were busy with it for the past 6 months, and we probably took about $1 million on the chin to start up the operation, and that's today is going. Just been awarded the Voss's Bay project, just north of $20,000. So that's going to run for about 2.5 years. So I think that's the Canadian part impacting on the figures. The other one was the overrun of a project up in Ghana, Kinross. There's an amendment currently due, not in our figures, also just on $1 million. The third one is the Kamua startup in the southern part of DRC. Also, a $300,000-$400,000 Kamua startup, that's currently on track as we speak. And then the exchange rate. So if you add all that, considering the big machines idle, and you look at the runway, what's left, I think we're actually back in a good space today for the business for the second half and early next year.
Key question, do you think that the trough's been hit for these commodity plays and the only way is up? But bearing in mind, there's a very big X factor in play, and that global uncertainty when it comes to economic growth.
Lisa, you just said it. I think the global uncertainty, in my trip a couple of weeks ago, meeting with most of our clients in Peru, having the same discussion, I think two things became apparent. The one is certainly balance sheet and cash is not an issue considering 5-6 years ago. I think the uncertainty is probably the reason why very little exploration, if any, is done in some of the countries and some of the miners. I think the second one is they've been 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago where they were really had issues with their balance sheets and cash. And I think they're still alerted to what happened to them, some time ago. So I think the two is a wait and see. And yeah. Remember these cycles, 5, 6 year cycles, I think they're alerted to that as well. So I don't think it's all good as we see upticking commodities, but I do believe gold, silver for the short term should be okay.
Okay, so that generally speaking, let's hone in on South Africa specifically and our mining sector. How much of a shift has been triggered, do you think, by the new government dispensation? Because while a lot of business and investors, slowed down their key decision making ahead of the national elections in May, the switch hasn't necessarily been flicked post those elections.
Alicia, maybe again put them in two boxes. I think we've got currently investors sitting on the sideline, and they need to make a decision where to invest. I think that's the one box. The other one is you happen to sit on an asset and you need to sweat and deal with this current asset. So the first one is, and I've said it loud and probably at a turn, I think the truth is if you look at the current BEE structure, the way shareholding needs to be done, and all in that space, I think for somebody sitting in Canada, US or offshore to invest in South Africa, I think it's probably going to be more difficult if you compare maybe the West Africa space and shallow mining, good reserves still available up in West Africa. And the same goes for Australia. So I think an investor going into South Africa, I think it's going to be going to be a difficult one. The other one is the current assets.
Yeah.
And I think the miners are doing all right. I think the platinum miners with the current platinum price and exchange rate is doing well. I think the gold miners seem to be on the up. So I think those guys are doing well. Is it going to last for indefinite? Who knows?
Who knows, exactly. What does this all spell for your new business pipeline and the quality, I guess, of your order book at the end of the day?
Look, Alicia, we're busy with two or three projects. I think the two that really comes to mind, the one certainly is the mobile miner, which is currently deployed at Eland's mine at Northam, close to Brits. And I think the horizontal drilling in our lives is going to be something to watch. We hope we get it right. Indications so far are okay. So in the next month, 2 months, going to be really important for us to commission that machine. And it can be used on some of the other platinum mines as well. Not deep level gold mines today, but certainly there is certainly an opportunity to use the machine in some of the local mines. The other one is the shaft borer. We just brought a shaft borer in the front end of the machine. It's being commissioned currently in Fochville, close to our works. And we like to think if we get that right, to drill a 11.5 meter shaft down to 2 kilometers, I think for the miners in time to come, it's going to be very, very important.
Danny, has there been a significant shift in terms of what your clients are demanding from you, you know, the kind of technology they need?
I think the one specific, maybe it's two again, I think the one is certainly to try and modernize mining and maybe mechanize mining. I think maybe the one box. The other one is certainly less people. So it's very, very important. And the first box, obviously, timing is critical. You know, gone are the days where people invest for 10, 20 years and wait for an investment to turn into proper earnings. That's just not going to happen. I think the investment period has shrunk a lot. And I think the other one is obviously people. I think worldwide, not only in South Africa, worldwide, the miners want less people underground for a number of reasons, you know, productivity, safety, and.
So how's that influencing your capital spend and where you're putting your balance sheet to work?
And hence the reason why we've built and designed this mobile miner. It took us about 4 years, 3.5 years to design the machine and get it deployed locally. And the same with the shaft borer. The machine was demonstrated at the Indaba, I think 3.5 or 4 years ago. And it took a long time. And hence the reason why this highly capital invested business, it's not easy to understand sometimes from investors. You know, it's not a switch which you put on and off. Mm-hmm. You make an investment today and you're probably going to wait
for it to pay off. Let's leave it there, Danny. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Always a pleasure. Danny Pretorius is CEO of Master Drilling.